And now here's an article that was 2007. You'll see it there in the New Times. And again, this is how I'm known as the Nostradamus of the art world, because I predicted a modern civil war in the modern art gonzo journalism that I paint. And I've created this platform because my artwork has been censored by the fake news media outlets. When I realized that this stuff was happening, I warned every single media outlet, and I have the evidence, I have the proof, I have the faxes that I sent back in the day when faxes existed, I have the emails. I contacted every major media outlet, and essentially what they all told me was that, yeah, they all knew it too. So that's when I realized that the fake news media were part of this whole situation. The title of this article is Modern Civil War Prophecy Erupts in USA as Seen in New Times 2007 Art Basel Article. And if you want to see more about that, you can go to this video here on YouTube titled Crackhead Jesus Prophecy Explained QAnon 2020 Through the Looking Glass, Maverick Artist Victor Hugo. Here's a bit of it. The Art Basel Miami Week exhibit, which this is the invitation for, forewarned that a broken and corrupt U.S. justice system would have a butterfly effect leading to a modern civil war in America. The elaborate multimedia event created by Maverick artist Hugo Vaca II to warn people that no justice equals no peace was widely ignored by the mainstream media, offended by the censored Crackhead Jesus exhibit title, but embraced by thousands of people who distrust biased mainstream media and corrupt government. So here's the famous Crackhead Jesus is Coming Miami Herald announcement.
All right, so like I said, if you want to learn more about that, either go to this article here on victorhugocollection.com, and the title of the article, it's in the art news section. It's called Modern Civil War Prophecy Erupts in USA, as Seen in New Times 2007 Art Basel Article. If you want to read it, if you want to have it explained to you, then you go to YouTube and you check out this Crackhead Jesus Prophecy Explained. Now realize, none of these are recommended on YouTube because I'm shadow banned on YouTube. For some reason, obviously, YouTube, and I've been censored and banned from Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. I've known about this stuff happening for years, and they just don't want people to know. They want to keep people ignorant. So here's another article, and I'm going to go ahead and explain this one to you. How President Obama paying cash ransom to Iran and U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch failing to prosecute Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for treason following FBI Director James Comey recommendation manifested a modern civil war in the United States. Now, realize this article came out in September 22nd of 2016. You can go ahead to the art news section, type in how President Obama paying cash in the search, and you'll find the September 22nd, 2016 article, which relates to what's happening right now, May 30th, 2020, all over the United States of America. This false flag has been planned because of what I just read there. Crackhead Jesus heralds anarchy in America fueled by rule of law, double standard for privileged elite versus average citizen. As a worldwide audience watches the violent results of the U.S. justice system collapsing under the weight of toxic government leadership, enabled by fake news media that fails to hold anyone accountable for the blatant rule of law double standard that has become the new normal in America, James Comey sets a dangerous precedent for everyone by lying to Congress, undermining the Constitution, and teaching all Americans, including needy Latinos and super predators, that the racist Democratic Party, in collusion with weak mainstream media news outlets, while under the toxic leadership of Barack Hussein Obama, who preached hope as a false prophet that denied his own mother and his white heritage in favor of undermining the black community for profit, alongside Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, and the Clinton machine mafia that 0.01% of people in America can get away with murder and everything else, while the other 99.99% of the United Slaves of America live under strict rule of law. Now, this painting I created, and again, that's why I'm known as the Nostradamus of the art world. This was done in 2005. It's called The Mob. Crackhead Jesus is coming. And as you can see, here's a guy that some say looks like George Floyd. And here are the mob that is destroying the United States of America. So how is it, again, that I'm able to look into the future and put the dots together and see how a broken justice system, a two-tier justice system, would eventually lead to a situation like this? And now that it's being uncovered, realize what's happening now is General Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador has been released. All these things are known in advance, obviously, by countries like China, who, by the way, when I was in China, I was also told that they had advance notice about the 9/11 attacks at the Twin Towers, and that individuals that were high-ranking in China were warned not to go into the Twin Towers on 9/11, even though they were supposed to be in a very, very important meeting. They received a call from the Chinese embassy that told them to not go into that meeting. So realize these things are planned. That's why they're called false flags. And that 9/11 situation was right after Rumsfeld announced to Congress that $3 trillion had just disappeared out of the black budget for the Pentagon. So realize the convenience of what's happening now in May, right as the transcripts of the conversation between General Flynn and the Russian ambassador being released, which show that President Barack Hussein Obama was involved in a coup spying on Americans and essentially trying to undermine the U.S. justice system, the FBI, the CIA, and the entire system. This is huge. So what you do when that happens is you create a false flag event like this so that the fake news media doesn't cover the real news. What they do is they end up covering the riots because those pictures are much more exciting to see people looting and see people getting tear gassed and stuff like that, instead of learning that the false prophet that everybody thought was going to be hope and change was actually involved with the globalists who are trying to destroy the United Slaves of America. So here's a painting that actually got me kicked off of LinkedIn and got me kicked off of Facebook and other social media platforms. Now realize this is art. And what I do with my art, as I stated in the beginning, is I'm not about being politically correct. I'm about showing the truth so that future generations can understand what happened. Okay? So in this painting, you can see the N-word there. Okay? I'm not even going to say it because then I'll be banned from YouTube. But that word exists. Just because people with white guilt and just because people who are with white privilege are trying to eliminate this word from the dictionary so that future generations can totally not be aware that this word existed, that doesn't mean that that's not true. People try to erase history, and you can't do that. So as an artist, what I do is I put history on canvas so that future generations, after I'm long gone, they can understand what happened. And again, that's why I'm considered the Nostradamus of the art world, because I'm not afraid to tell people what's happening now, what happened in the past, and since history repeats itself, what's happening in the future. Modern Art Gonzo Journalism painting created by Victor Hugo Vaca II in 2009 prophesied a modern civil war in America fueled by rule of law double standards. So here we are. This painting I made in 2009 in front of an audience, a live audience at the Winter Music Conference event in Miami, Florida, where riots are happening right now. The audience had no problem with it. The audience understood what I was saying. Here we got an American flag with Slave Where the Stars Should Be, which represents, there's 50, by the way, 50 letters in this for the 50 states. And then I've got Prayers, Our Father Who Art in Heaven, the Lord's Prayer right there. Debts, I've got torn out from the Bible there where it actually says the Lord's Prayer right there. And then Crackhead Jesus is coming. The story of Crackhead Jesus is based on a true story, the Crackhead Jesus trials, of a man who got high on crack, went to work, got on his desk, told his employees he was the new Messiah, and that they're now his disciples. This man happened to be a tenant of mine, so his wife called me, and in a panic, she says, "Oh my God, my husband thinks he's Jesus Christ. He lost his job. We can't pay you the rent." So when I went to his house to find out what was going on, he opens the door in a white robe and a huge beer gut, and he's telling me, "Jesus don't pay the rent." I said, "Listen," after he takes me out to the backyard and jumps in the pool, making a big belly flop splash, I said, "Unless I get footage of you walking across the pool, Bank of America is not going to believe that I'm renting to the new Messiah." So Crackhead Jesus gets out of the pool, sits on the lounge chair, invites me to sit down, pours himself some whiskey, and offers me a shot of Jack. And while I'm sitting there, he starts telling me about how there's a shadow government and how there's a deep state and how there's Luciferians who use satanic ritual abuse with children, that there is a pedophile ring, an elite pedophile ring around the world that includes prime ministers in England, a guy named Jimmy Savile. I learned about Jeffrey Epstein. I learned so much stuff from this guy who is nicknamed Crackhead Jesus. His real name was Mr. Rogers. Anyway, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then I went down that rabbit hole and I started investigating for myself. And I found out that a lot of the things that he was saying was true. And he pointed to the O.J. Simpson trial, how that proved that you can basically buy judges because there's a thing called judge shopping. And then I found out for myself in the Crackhead Jesus trials, after he said he was going to show me how the system worked by suing me to stay in the property. And he said, "Listen, I'm not going to let you evict me. I'm going to hire a lawyer and keep you tied up in the courts." And that's exactly what it did. It took me almost 3 years to evict the guy. And I went through what was called the Crackhead Jesus trials. And I met a guy named Judge Hafeel who presided over the case. And as it turns out, Judge Hafeel was also the judge for the Jeffrey Epstein case in Florida, which so many people are absolutely disgusted with. So I realized when I was walking up the stairs that this judge was a dirty judge. He basically is corrupt because the opposing counsel told me that I didn't have a chance, that the father was friends with the judge, and that the fix was in. So I learned the hard way what so many minorities have already known, which is that the justice system is broken and that there's a two-tier justice system that has a certain set of rules for people like James Comey, Clapper, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and a different set of rules for everybody else. So when the head of the FBI, James Comey, became investigator, prosecutor, judge, and jury, minorities who have been through the broken U.S. justice system took notice. Needy Latinos and super predators knew instinctively, without propaganda from mainstream media news outlets, that something was definitely wrong with the picture of Attorney General Loretta Lynch in a private plane on an Arizona airport tarmac with Bill Clinton, days before an FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton was closed, without proper procedure, inquiry, or prosecution referral. Now, all this goes back to what's happening today. Because this stuff is being uncovered and investigated now because it was trying to be hidden. And now all the facts are coming out. And so in order to avoid the public finding this out, they fueled this false flag, which, like I said, unless I see a coroner's report, and even then with George Floyd, it just doesn't make any sense. How is it that George Floyd and that alleged cop worked together as security at a nightclub for 17 years, and the way that they were acting, that didn't make it seem like they knew each other at all. If anything, they were probably friends.
So anyway, maybe this whole thing is set up. Who knows? There's such distrust in the government and such distrust in fake news media that this video may even be censored and banned because of the fact that I'm even putting this out there as a possibility. So the FBI, under the toxic leadership of James Comey, and the justice system, under the toxic leadership of Loretta Lynch, destroyed public trust in U.S. rule of law by undermining the Hillary Clinton investigation. A multicultural mob of constituents is awakening to the fact that the U.S. justice system is rigged in favor of an elite handful of people who rule the world like crackhead Jesus with a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do philosophy. Now, I wrote a letter to the Sun Post newspaper, a letter to the editor, which was printed. And on March 3rd, 2009, modern art music movement founder Victor Hugo Vaca II sent the following letter to the editor to major international news outlets, including USA Today, in defense of the controversial Winter Music Conference Modern Art Music Movement Crackhead Jesus Cab campaign, wherein a fleet of over 50 taxi cabs drove through Florida during the Christmas season, carrying an ominous message for residents and sun-drenched tourists from around the world. Again, I was using my art, my modern art gonzo journalism, as the Nostradamus of the art world to warn people of the world about what was about to happen. Here's a quote from the Nostradamus of the art world. "Survival is based on common values and beliefs, not color. I learned that firsthand at the U.S. Naval Academy and prep school in the 80s and 90s, when the military purged all maverick alpha males out of service and left toxic leadership in command." If you want to learn more about my story, I'm going to be having some videos coming out about that. This is an example of the crackhead Jesus cabs. 50 of these were driving all over Florida during the Winter Music Conference.
I have a question. Would you guys want to participate in a documentary about this movie?
Good thing.
Okay, all right, cool. Would you guys want to participate in the documentary? No? Would you guys want to participate in a movie about this crackhead Jesus?
Okay. What was happening was I wasn't allowed to put TV commercials on, and they wouldn't let me put a billboard up on I-95 announcing crackhead Jesus is coming, and he doesn't pull out with the website, which led to the modern art gods of journalism warning people about the broken justice system and how it would eventually lead to a modern civil war.
Oh, are you the cab driver?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. We're starting to make a movie now, so maybe I can even hire you to drive around.
It's no problem.
And then we'll have the movie cameras. Okay.
So now realize, the black community totally gets it, and the white community too, and everybody gets it. I've traveled. Right now I'm in the former Soviet Union, and everybody knows that the United States is infiltrated by a deep state and a shadow government that is trying to destroy the country. So the world is really hoping that the United Slaves of America wake up to the reality of what's happening, because they're trying to incite a race war. And they're doing that on purpose. There's another video of mine out there that you can see about how China uses political correctness and racism to control the United States. So here's the letter that I sent to the editors of the newspapers, which appeared in the news. "Dear editor, what do the hens do when the fox is guarding the hen house? Wake up, media. Crackhead Jesus is coming. For years, news outlets have ignored warnings of the cataclysmic butterfly effect created by the dangerously low standard of competency and ethics for lawyers, those who grow up to be senators like Roland Burris or judges like Judge Donald W. Haffeel. The controversial iNovel Redemption, Episode 1, The Story of the Crackhead Jesus Trials, was created to avoid threats of censorship from lawyers who did not want me to disclose the fact that I, unwittingly, discovered that lack of competency and ethics for lawmakers would lead to an economic disaster of global proportions." Now, mind you, this letter was published years ago, and here we are in 2020, and I'm going to reread that part because it shows you how how and why I'm called the Nostradamus of the art world. The controversial iNovel Redemption Episode 1, The Story of the Crackhead Jesus Trials, was created to avoid threats of censorship from lawyers who did not want me to disclose the fact that I unwittingly discovered that lack of competency and ethics for lawmakers would lead to an economic disaster of global proportions. Ladies and gentlemen, now we are here. Why does the media continue to ignore the fundamental problem of what is transpiring in our once great nation? The lack of clear oversight for those who set the standard of competency and ethics for lawyers in the state of Florida and in other states is creating a tsunami of global distrust for U.S. leadership and lawmakers. Follow the trail of Judge Donald W. Hafeel from his appointment by Jeb Bush to the little-known three-member Fairness of Elections Committee in 2000, the year democracy died, to the Gerard Miller case, in which Judge Hafeel publicly stated that it went against the fiber of his being to remove himself from a murder trial where the accused murderer was being defended by the judge's campaign treasurer in 2000. For those of you who aren't familiar with the Gerard Miller case, it's much like the case that's going on right now with George Floyd. So realize how this all goes back to even the Bush family and their connections to the deep state. All this stuff is being uncovered now, by the way. And that's why these riots are happening, because they don't want the public to be educated. They're dumbing down the population. This should be in the news right now, but it's not, because instead, people are all talking about the riots. So it's a distraction what's happening right now, and it's planned. I showed you those videos initially. These are planned events. After several documented warnings to Governor Charlie Crist's office about the judge's corrupt fiber of being, Crist elevated Judge Hafeel to a circuit court, where he now threatens the environment by creating a calculated delay in the Everglades case. Why should anyone care about this? Because of the butterfly effect. Elected representatives are ignoring the fact that no oversight exists over some of the 50 states' bar associations, and that has led to the breakdown of democracy and is now set to break down the global environment for generations to come. Elected representatives are ignoring the fact that a legal mafia exists in the United States, and it will not make things better. With my birth name of Victor Hugo Vaca Jr., my websites have gone viral on the internet. Those who Google Victor Hugo, modern art, Judge Hafeel, Condi and Cohen will be led to the truth about what is really going on in this country. Students from all over the world have begun to cite me in their school projects because I share the name of the great French revolutionary Victor Hugo. The youth of our nation have given me a powerful voice thanks to their ability to think outside of the box. Clear Channel has agreed to post billboards and banners exclaiming, "Crackhead Jesus is coming," during the Winter Music Conference in Miami Beach. I'm not spending my money to create chaos or blaspheme any religious figure, but rather to let the world know that the new Victor Hugo has done his part in history as a patriot to defend and uphold democracy by thinking outside of the box and not with mere rhetoric. So here's another photo of the cab, people getting in there. Basically, people, you're being used as pawns. I've been trying to warn the public for years. I've spent my money on making movies and putting billboards on cabs here, but the fake news media has ignored everything. According to Cox Communications, the Crackhead Jesus cabs were so eye-catching, executives claim it was one of the most successful and effective ad campaigns in marketing history. Mainstream media censored Crackhead Jesus, which has since become part of the vernacular, representing a breakdown in the system. But with the advent of cell phones, cameras, tourists from around the world were able to disseminate images of the curious cabs globally, thus circumventing news media censorship and getting the message across that civil unrest was coming to the United States due to a breakdown in the U.S. justice system that favors elites over the 99% of law-abiding citizens in America. Now remember again, this article was written years ago, so it just goes to show you how art imitates life and why it is that I'm known as the Nostradamus of the art world. Crackhead Jesus cab at the Hilton Hotel in South Beach, Miami, Florida. Here's that picture there. These are all photos that are taken by the public. You can find these photos online. They're all over the place. When President Barack Hussein Obama laundered cash to pay ransom for hostages to the number one supporter of terrorism, Iran, it sent the signal to the world that the United States was prepared to negotiate with evil. So realize, for those of you who haven't already, we're living in World War III right now. The fake news media won't tell you that. And this isn't a regular war. This is a war between good and evil. So this transcends any kind of race war, because there's good and evil no matter what color you are. And so the United States of America need to understand that this is a fight between good and evil. And so they need to be united, because this is going to have a tremendous effect around the world if the United States can't get its act together. Crack at Jesus cab being photographed by tourists in Miami Beach, Florida. When FBI Director James Comey condoned acts of treason by Hillary Clinton, it signaled to the world that the United States government and justice system is corrupt from the top down. And that's what you hear people shouting: no justice, no peace. So when you have a corrupt justice system, what you get is what you're seeing now, fueled by these Antifa and other plants that are creating this false flag event that's happening in May of 2020, as predicted by members of the Chinese Communist Party, who warned me that this was going to happen in May of 2020, back in 2019, when I lived in China. Crackhead Jesus cabs let tourists out in front of Mac store in Miami Beach, Florida. That's that picture right there. When the United States Attorney General Loretta Lynch failed to prosecute Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for acts of treason, it signaled to the American public that there is a clear rule of law double standard for the elite 1% in America. Now, all this stuff is coming out now with evidence. What I was saying back then, which I knew because of the people that I know having attended the United States Naval Academy, and being an artist, you end up meeting people from all over the world and high-ranking people that know what I'm doing, which is trying to document history. They share things like what the Chinese Communist Party shared with me. Thank you. They're not all bad. There's good people in every government. So you can't just generalize and say that all people in the Chinese Communist Party are evil. They're not. Some of them are just scared. Like in the United States government, there's people who are well aware of the Clinton death list. And if you'll notice, anybody who's tried to out the truth related to the Clintons has ended up dead. So fear is a very, very powerful way of controlling people. And that's what they're doing right now with the United Slaves of America. They have everybody running scared. So before you trust lies that spring up as news, trust your instinct and fact check using the critical thinking skills God gave you. And that was said by the maverick artist Victor Hugo Vaca II, me, the Nostradamus of the art world. Everything I've just told you in this video is open for your inspection. Go ahead and check it out. I've given you the resources here. You can go check out all these videos here, all these different websites. Do your research. Don't just take my word for it. I made an award-winning film. I made it in 72 hours. That's 3 days on a limited budget. I financed it. It's become a cult film. You can see it on YouTube. It's here. Crackhead Jesus, the movie, award-winning classic film. I'm going to play just a little bit. And again, this was my way of using art, modern art gonzo journalism, to warn the public about what was happening and what is happening now. Thank you. God bless. Keep shining, world. Live, love, flow.
In 2005, parts of Florida suffered catastrophic damage from Hurricane Wilma. But the story of American refugees in South Florida was lost under the rubble of human suffering caused by Hurricane Katrina and the sudden worldwide media industrialization that the mightiest government on earth had failed to protect its citizens from the forces of nature, greed, and incompetence. A series of events dubbed the Crackhead Jesus Trials had a strange butterfly effect in creating modern art gonzo journalism and birthing a character named Crackhead Jesus.
Life is beautiful chaos. Nothing's by chance. Our souls are eternally connected.